You just can't have an Advent without St. John the Baptist. John, the forerunner of Christ, the one who was sent to prepare the Lord's way. He was this radical, boisterous prophet crying out in the wilderness, clothed in camel's hair and eating wild honey and locusts, crying out from the other side of the Jordan River, these most outlandish claims. You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits in keeping with repentance. And don't begin to say to yourselves that we have Abraham as our father, for I tell you, God from these very stones can raise up children for Abraham. Even now, the axe is laid at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not bear good fruit, God will cut down and throw into the fires forever. People came to John, and he said unto them, stop hoarding, stop stealing, stop coveting, give all your things away. Government employees came to John, and he said unto them, stop ripping people off, only collect what you need. Soldiers came to him. Soldiers. And he said unto them, stop your works of injustice. Stop taking advantage of your authority and using it over people to pad your pockets and your agendas. Repent and bear fruits with keeping with repentance. Like, what's gotten into John? What happened to John? Surely he wasn't always like this. Boisterous, radical prophet crying out in the wilderness these most outlandish claims. What happened to him? Well, the text tells us. Verse 2. The word of God came to John. The word of God. It came to John, and then everything changed. He didn't care clearly what man thought of him. It didn't matter if he offended man. It didn't matter if he pleased man. It didn't matter if he was adored by man or hated by man. He was sent by the word of God that his ears had heard, and he goes with this without a care in the world sort of way, clothed in camel's hair, eating wild honey and locusts, proclaiming the word of God that sent him. But yet still in a deeply concerned sort of way for the world. John did not care about pleasing man any longer. His sole focus when he heard the word of God was to please him. The word of God came to John, and it forever changed him. When he heard it, and when he saw it, he sees Jesus, and he points to him, and he says, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Same thing goes for St. Paul and all the apostles and disciples of Jesus. St. Paul writes this in the letter to the Galatians. He says, do I seek the approval of man or of God? Do you think I care about pleasing man? Listen, he writes, if I was still trying to do that, if I was still trying to please man, then I wouldn't be a Christian. I wouldn't be a servant of Christ. I wouldn't be a pastor or a missionary. But Paul was sent by the word. The word of God came to Paul in ways that he saw and heard, and he goes out in this without a care in the world sort of way. Thrown in prison, chained and shackled like a convict, beaten and poor and hungry. But these things, they don't matter to Paul. Nothing matters when the word of God comes to you. And he lived in this way that didn't care about man, but yet deeply concerned about man and pleasing the Lord. There are times in your life when the word of God comes to you. The word of God came to you. And all of a sudden, it's like nothing else matters. all your troubles, all your concerns, all the things that weigh you down, they just melt away. And in those moments, you can point with everything you've got. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, my Savior and my Redeemer. And in those moments, you don't care what anyone else thinks or says or how they may look at you. You are God's child and saved and forgiven, changed by the Word of God. But then there are times in your life, the times which you think are best just to keep to yourself. You shouldn't talk about these times, and especially at church, because these times and these feelings, these actions and thoughts, well, they're not Christian. I'm talking about the times when you doubt. And in those moments, it feels like the whole world is caving in. Your life isn't perfect, far from it, and neither is your faith. You feel like you're the John the Baptist who's chained in prison, who's beginning to doubt whether or not Jesus was even the one. He even sends two of his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you the one? Or should we look for another?" John begins to doubt, and you begin to doubt. John sends his disciples. You send your heart downward. And all of a sudden, in those moments, it's like everything seems to matter. Life feels like it's crashing in, and people's opinions and pleasing man, it's all that matters. There's nothing more important, nothing more urgent than making sure all your decisions and all your life actions and all your thoughts and every little thing you do, that it pleases man and that you're adored by other people, and you begin to change, centering your whole life around pleasing people, all the while doubting whether the Lord is even one. The thing that you were so certain about, 100% sure of, now you wonder if it's at all true. So what do you do? What do you do when you're faced with a life that's filled with doubt? What do you do when you are stuck in your sin? And you're all knotted up in the passions of your flesh. Well, you do the same thing the people did in John's day. You gather to hear God's word proclaimed. You gather to hear this voice of this boisterous, radical prophet of God clothed in camel's hair, eating wild honey and locusts, standing out in the wilderness, crying out from a heart that no longer believes what man thinks of him, only that you hear the word of God proclaimed, the word of God that came to him. He wants you to hear, and he speaks, "Repent and bear fruits with keeping with repentance." Men who come to this word, they will hear it said unto them, "A tree is known by its fruit. Anyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Objectify no more. For whoever sees a woman must see her as his sister in Christ, one for whom the Lord bled and died for. Repent." Women who come to this word, it'll be said unto them, "A tree is known by its fruit." And you're all knotted up. Don't be anxious. Don't worry. Stop trying to please man and first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Repent. Children who come unto this word, it will be said unto them, "A tree is known by its fruit." Obey your parents. Listen to them, and do not lie to them, for for I gave them to you to teach you my word. And sinners who come to this word, the poor and the broken, the lame and the lonely, the afflicted and persecuted and the doubt-stricken, the fearful and the repentant, it'll be said unto them, a tree is known by its fruit. A tree, the one upon which your Savior died, is known by its fruit. Blood trickling down and forgiveness running deep and the fullest extent of the mercy of God seeping into your soul. The fruits of that tree has produced a thousandfold in your life. The fruits of this tree on Golgotha, this is where you were declared forgiven. This is where the fruits of the life-giving tree of Jesus are found. Look to him. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Speaks his word of forgiveness and peace and pardon to your soul, and you're forever changed. The word which declares to you that I am sure of this, that Christ, who began a good work in you, when you heard the word of God, he'll bring it to completion on the day when he returns. God's word, it has the power to untangle even the toughest human-made knots, the ones that have practically consumed all of you, twisted you up inside and out. His word comes to you to give you new life. It's no longer centered around pleasing man, but in pleasing God, a life that seeks to love people rather than to be loved by them. A life that seeks to care for the least of these without a care in the world for what others may say of you or think of you or look at you. A life that speaks God's word to others, his truth, and that we are all sinners who must repent and that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all of our sins, no matter what they may say to you. For this pleases the Lord when we speak God's word. And when we live according to it, so that the whole world may hear and see the same thing which came to you, the Lamb of God, who has taken away all your sins. Amen.